Kenora, a new team, the U13 Parkland Prairie Ice Female Hockey Team, has been formed to support and foster girls' hockey in rural Saskatchewan and specifically the Parkland area, according to Jamie Johnson of Norquay, manager. Hockey is tightly woven into the fabric of Canadian society, especially in rural Saskatchewan. Over the years, participation by girls in the sport has grown considerably, but unfortunately the opportunities for girls in the East Central area are limited. Girls can play on co-ed teams, but once they reach the under-15 age division, most drop out because this is when body contact is allowed, said Johnson. The success of the U15 Prairie Ice female hockey team during the 2021-22 season, and the girls' improbable run all the way to the provincial semifinal where they lost out in a close series to the eventual provincial champion, only heightened the interest in girls' hockey across the region. Maridi Kapelchik of Kenora established the Prairie Ice brand last season while managing the U15 team, and we're building on that. We added Parkland to the team name because we're part of the major hockey league. Our team does not have a home base as it consists of players from a number of communities within the major hockey league. Team members include Rhea Harper, Cassidy Wolkowski, Tessica Majdanek and Chloe Dugan of Kenora, Rowan Johnson and Ty Northrup of Norquay, Morgan Olson, Avery Masley, Ali Babiak and Rilly Coleman of Sturgis, Cameron Kosakowski and Quinn Cashane of Kamsack, Avery Lammers, Harper Danchilla and Isabel Smith of Yorkton, and Michaela Johnson of Priestville. Jamie Johnson is the manager and the head coach as Nicole Korpisik of Norquay, who played with the University of Regina Cougars during her playing career. Johnson said Korpisik is also involved with other teams, and has two boys playing hockey, so they have brought in five assistant coaches to help with the team: Greg Olson of Sturgis, Jess Harper of Kenora, Beaudry Northrup of Norquay, and Brent Danchilla and Greg Smith of Yorkton. Johnson said the closest girls' hockey team is in Melville, but that would be a long distance to travel, making it appealing to have their own team. The players on the U13 Parkland Prairie Ice are members of co-ed major hockey league teams in their own communities, but the MHL has been very supportive of girls' hockey. The league has made a big push to promote girls' hockey in East Central region, she said. They have designated 4 weekends during the season for the U13 girls division that they would be free from their regular teams for our team. Hopefully this will inspire younger girls to stick with girls' hockey in the future. With the girls playing on their own local teams, getting them together all at once can be a challenge. Johnson said the first practice is scheduled for November 20th. During the season, we will be practicing in Kenora and anywhere else we can find available ice. The goal for the team this season is to get the girls together, create friendships and bonds, and play in a few tournaments and a couple of exhibition games. We want to introduce them to how wonderful girls' hockey is while providing them with an opportunity to learn, grow and excel in a safe and equitable environment. The vision for this team goes beyond just the coming season. The intention is that this team will transition to a league team in the all-female league next year when most of them move into the U15 division, and they'll have the benefit of the experience from this year, explained Johnson. Johnson said the team would not have been possible without the support of many local businesses who have provided support in the variety of areas required to start a new team. The first tournament for the U13 Parkland Prairie Ice is scheduled for Melville on December 10-11, followed by a tournament in Portage la Prairie, Man, on January 13-15. Then hopefully we'll have one more in Moosomin on March 25-26. We are hoping to get in one or two exhibition games later in the season, but it is tricky coordinating schedules because we have girls from five different teams, concluded Johnson.